4-HKX.
How you doing?
Hey, but I picked up a call somewhere overnight.
Time of year, unfortunately. I've had quite a few at work here lately, so getting sick now.
Fine, just, I don't know, got a cough this morning. Must have been snoring too much last night. Had a good day yesterday.
I guess I can't complain. I mean, I've had worse days, so no, it really wasn't that bad. How was yours?
It's a little slow business-wise, but it's that time of year, so you kind of expect it and just move on.
This time of year with people wanting to hold on to money or spend it on gifts, not tools. Tools make a great gift.
Usually try to. I don't know, this year just kind of didn't get prepared soon enough or what. I feel like I'm behind the eight ball.
Good, you gotta be prepared. A little bit today.
It will. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. So, just try to make the best of it. Don't stress over it.
That property lately working on it?
There, what, a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Just checking things out and putting fresh batteries in the cameras and that kind of thing. I hadn't been working on anything on it lately.
You going to end up hauling that whole house out of there, or what you going to do about that thing?
On. Where it was at, we leveled it and left the chimney, so that's the only thing left of the house.
Well, at least if you go camping down there, you'll have a place to set fire.
Is to be able to do that.
Not a bad idea.
Just to get a Connex put in there, and then I'll put the pop-up up there and the skid steer. That way I can lock everything up and pull it out as I need it, and then not have to worry about somebody messing with it so much. So. And then that flat place there, you got a place to put the camper up and stay there for the weekend or whatever if you want to.
I hadn't realized you got that far along as far as the house goes.
Yeah, we did that a few months back. It's still during the summer. And just got it taken care of. And then, honestly, just waiting for the lease to get off good so I could get up on top of the ridges and see if I got any better views or anything like that that would make a better location for a house.
That was KF4NXY.
Good morning, David. Hope you're enjoying that cup of coffee. KO4HKX.
KO4CEF.
I'm drinking that coffee right now and enjoying it. And kind of trying to get to weather report for the day and see what's going on in the world. Y'all carry on. I'm listening. KF4NXY.
Enjoy that cup of coffee in the weather.
Maybe don't be afraid to jump back in. And anytime.
I'll do that. KF4NXY.
Mesh screen, Patrick.
Did you?
Amazon wish list. I need to try to get it before winter field day.
I thought it was just screen wire or screen out like a window screen. But I guess I was not I'm mistaken there.
Understanding the first time, well, you know, they redid a project from who knows when, but so the first time that they started doing it in these videos, they used the window screen, and then, but it's hard to manage and roll up and everything else. So the next experiment was that Faraday material to see if it would do the same thing, and that was one of the other videos that I can't remember his name. He does J Pole antennas, but he was showing off that one where he used that cloth that's for the Faraday stuff.
You get the cloth one worked out for him.
Same results. I do think you have to come up with a jumper to kind of clip the antenna itself to the material. I mean, I don't think it's hard. Just a couple of alligator clips and a wire. So, but other than that, I don't think you really have to do anything else. So, I've got it set on my Amazon wish list. I just haven't bought it yet because Christmas.
Well, I couldn't buy anything until after the first of the year.
Shoot, the only thing I bought was, I didn't even know it was a Mark Cuban product, but the Lumi Noodle, I bought that for my hammock. And all it is a little LED strip that you can plug into a little battery pack, and it just gives you light. So, and then I bought the little dimmer for it, so I can turn it on and off and dim it that way at night. But it came with a remote. I told the wife, I said, that'd be pretty cool, walking up to the hammock in the dark in the evening, and I could just turn the lights on and not have to worry about getting in it first before I do all that.
When you go to sleep and you wake up, you can just hit the button and continue right on.
Goes. I'm just waiting on the next time I can use my hammock. Probably won't be this winter camp out, I know that. I don't freeze. I'd rather have my my cot for that. KO4CN.
So, KO4HKX, hanging up there in the air with nothing underneath, it can get kind of chilly.
Definitely that. I mean, you can buy an underquilt. They're not, you know, crazy expensive, 40, 50 bucks. Then you can spend more if you want, but I don't know. Just throw a tin up, put the cot inside of it, a bunch of blankets, and I'm good to go. So instead of spending another 40 right now that I don't need to.
Young KO4HKX, you're pretty way down in the noise this morning. Well, I just call it the black hole and wait till I'm on the other side of it.
Season, sure enough.
Night shifts.
it's been at least 3 years since I've been.
We went to one on the way down to Lawrenceville.
Boy, that made an impression on you.
The patient was so good, he forgot where he was eating at.
Mess with the waitress.
If you were going to remember.
We talked to the waitress, and it wasn't me, it wasn't you. That's what it was.
It run off the road there on 85 yesterday morning. Still trying to get that truck out yesterday afternoon when I came by.
I assume they unloaded it. I wonder if that's what took so long.
Forestry service stuff in there to cut some trees down and bobcats and all kinds of stuff to get it out of there. I mean, it was way down in the woods.
We've got a tractor trailer involved. It's a hazmat situation because of they're carrying over 50 gallons. Carry over 50 gallons, it's a hazmat.
Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I might say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your fine.
I hope you have a great day, KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, pace yourself. Don't overdo it. 84IOX.
Andrew, KF4 in Echola.
About not pacing himself and not overdoing it. If you had a choice to meet up for breakfast one morning, where would you go?
There's more Waffle Houses in the area than anything I can think of. Denny's over in Anderson, I've been to a couple times. It's pretty good.
Down Wade Hampton, and there's a Denny's up there, what, Highway 9, right there at 9 and 85.
Into those.
Next to Batteries Plus on Wade Hampton.
That was my bad spot.
Batteries Plus on Wade Hampton. I think it's an IHOP. Is that what it is right there?
IHOP.
Probably 7.
Patrick, you ever eat at the Mustang Cafe?
It's been a few years, but I used to eat there all the time when I had the shop just out the road.
You know, the guy, the Massey, Craig Massey, Greg, and I can't remember his wife's name. They sold it to Debbie. But I thought it was a good place to go in the mornings.
When I was in there, Debbie was just a waitress.
She's the owner now. His wife went to the Outer Banks and started a food truck at a campground right across from the KOA there. And apparently doing very well at it.
I was trying to think of a location that would be central to most of us instead of, because we're all coming from different directions. I just don't know where you find a place we could all get together.
I'll say everybody's coming to Greer, right? Leon's not.
Lately, I don't know, I'm coming or going.
A little bit around Greer. My grandparents lived over there. Always put the address in the GPS.
Even an hour early, I'd have to leave the house at 4.
House at, around 4:30 this morning.
It's cheaper, though.
What it took to get ahead anymore was just put the time in.
Saying it's going to be a windy, sunshiny day.
Megan Benson's was flying straight out.
Bag up there.
The beginning.
And they do have a big flag up there.
I think it's the one at the I guess it's the Honda place, but it's still pretty good size.
Looking at the one over here on 123 at the Granite place that he just put up. That thing is monstrous.
As far as is it?
It's just Old Glory. It's standing out. Just stretched out this morning.
Wreck on 385 near mile marker 31.
Truck wreck. All the northbound's closed.
I think that's what they're saying on the TV.
Do you know when you're driving a tractor trailer and another tractor trailer sets you off? That's getting bad.
And they're driving like they do in his own country. Just any of the, I suppose, truckers spin off something like that.
Out on that one.
There's an ice road trucker spinoff called Dangerous Roads. Did anybody ever watch it?
A couple times. That's a good show.
Main characters from the original. I mean, even the older guy, he's a good driver, you know, driving through all the snow and over the frozen lakes and everything. And I forget where they went, and it was like in India or something. And he had like three wrecks before he could even get out of town, and he just hung it up. First show of the season.
Those places, the value of a human life is not what it is over here. Might be qualified. Probably is more valuable in certain parts of the country than over there.
It was like driving on Woodard Road with no red lights.
People say they remember when they're around Woodard Road, it was cow pastures and farmhouses and all that.
In Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina, when U.S. Highway 17 was two lanes only.
Cherry Bridge down there. Oh, Lord, I hated going over that thing.
Word to one accident for every 2 feet of distance on that bridge. Yeah, I remember that bridge. Been on it lots of times. Diver in the Navy, and they asked the DOT asked them to go check on the bridge, the underfooties of that bridge. He said he wouldn't drive across it. He dove on it. The underfooties all washed out and everything.
Well, that salt water, salt air down there, it'd be really bad on metal.
And replace it. I remember going across it one time with a teenager about as fast as the Volkswagen bus would go. I mean, wide open. That's scary. I was not driving.
Teenager, I had to drive across that Gervais Street Bridge going into Columbia to go to USC in the mornings for school, and that bridge seemed pretty narrow.
Frame bridges like over in rural Alabama where two big trucks pass and the mirrors click.
Sure, the old Cooper River Bridge was back when it was two lane. You can get two trucks across it.
At the end of my road, there's a Holiday Dam, and you can't have two. If one car's coming the other way and one car's coming this way, you got to wait till one of them gets through there before you go, because it's not wide enough.
Well, I've had a bunch of those. Patrick, you got a few on your side?
There's a couple bridges, one-lane bridges out where I live. Not many anymore. Most of them have been replaced.
Lived in Georgia, it was a one lane metal frame, but it had like wooden planks on it that you drove across on it. Man, on a frosty morning, that thing would be covered up in frost.
A motorcycle across the Wapoo Cut Bridge there in Charleston. And that, you know, motorcycle on that metal grate drawbridge, and that old tail end be scrawling all over the place.
Yep, I've haven't had to ride my bike across any scary bridges like that. KF4NXY, fellas, I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. I'll be back in a few minutes.
For HGX, well, gentlemen, I have arrived at my first stop, so it's time for me to get my day started. Ken, you and Leon, be careful the rest of your trip, and let me know what you decide on when and where for breakfast. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Patrick, have a good one. KN4TFW.
If you get the refill, Patrick, you work well and steady. 84 IOX. Ken, maybe we should do like an evening dinner. I don't know.
He's up for it. Yeah, you just got to kind of play it by ear. Everybody's pretty scattered, like you said, coming from different directions. It's kind of hard to settle on something.
I see the Eagles 284 here. Naturally, I'm driving my wife's car today, so it's my responsibility. Got to fill it up. I've got a quarter tank.
By my house?
It's going the way they're going.
On that one.
Oh, the fuel prices keep going where they're going.
Yeah, wouldn't they?
I saw diesel yesterday. $2.50 something. Like, wow, everybody else is charging $2.89 and $2.99, $3.09.
So the difference. And then I just filled up there in I think it was Ingle.
I filled up this afternoon on the way back home. The weather. It was a little, I guess it was a bit, a frozen mist at the house when I left this morning. Turned the windshield wiper on and it kind of pushed it all off to the side. Wasn't thick. It's just enough to let you know it was cold enough to make that.
KN4TFW. Yeah, they said it was flurrying pretty good up there in Asheville.
IOX. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little snow. Just a little bit, not a lot.
The long-range winter forecast was for us to have a better-than-average chance of getting some snow here. They were saying over the winter time they expected Greenville to accumulate 10 inches.
Anvil.
Saying they were calling for Asheville for accumulation over the whole winter for 20 inches.
Look at that one snowfall. One good one.
In Georgia, it was funny. They missed the forecast big time. I think it started snowing and they kept changing. I think they settled on about 6 inches and it snowed 22 inches.
They can't predict the snow or the weather in the mountains anyway, because the mountains just tend to break up everything and just throw wrenches into everything. So they have a hard time kind of getting the weather right.
Power was out for a week.
Could be no fun.
I lived in a double wide and I left the hose run so that, you know, the well pump wouldn't freeze up and everything, and then the power went out and the hose siphoned the whole trailer, which worked out good because it was, temperature got down to 5 degrees for several days.
Probably when the power goes out, your systems for keeping the pipes from freezing, and that just all goes to the wayside. Next thing you know, the plumbers are making bank.
Going today.
Regular run today down to Anderson, Donaldson, and back to the office. That's my regular run. Put that extra stop in there, so I'm only at about 1:30.
Okay.
The change works out very well. you know, we get paid on Wednesdays, and it usually goes down on Tuesdays. So I actually got paid yesterday, and they, you know, 2 week pay period. So, and a nice little extra check right before Christmas.
All my money.
I'll make it so I give it to the wife so she can spit it on the grandkids.
Four trucks sleeping on the exit ramp.
Somewhere. Yeah, there's a, up there at 25, I noticed there's a turnoff there right before you get to the state line. And there's usually a truck or two down there. That's nice, dark, quiet, and probably a good spot.
Is it right after you made it up the hill or right before you go down, right?
Just get your rest in before you carry on. Good. Wake up. I'm here at the office. I'm almost fine, but again, you have a great day. Be safe. Good talking to you. Enjoy the ride in. Good group. 73, I'll be off on your final. KD4ILX.
Be careful out there and that. Have a good day. I'm half a mile out from the gate, so have a good one. KN4TFW.